real narrow.
8:30 on the clock. Let's call to order the Gates County Board of Equalization at 8:30. Announcement of the Open Meetings Act is on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Hill, Lytle, Setzer, and Byers. First thing on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Byers. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve the agenda. Next is to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Mr. Beekman's there with a stick, but I don't think he's going to speak to this.
I just got a question about the contract. I don't know if this is a time to ask.
We can do it later. Yeah. Okay.
We are still getting ready for our values. You know, we have to have that values set and the abstract done by the 19th of March. So we're still working on that and taking homesteads, just day-to-day things. I know Patty said she would talk to you, Matt, later more about those mobile homes you were talking about. I did try to kind of do a query, but I was having a hard time. Part of our mobile homes are in our mobile home file. Part of our mobile homes are in the farm file because there's a farmhouse and homestead with it. And then some of our mobile homes are in the building files, which some people have taken the wheels and everything off of their mobile homes and they're just using it for storage. And if we price it as a mobile home, it's too expensive, so we have to have it with the buildings, outbuildings. So I was having kind of a hard time. But Patty said she would talk to you more about it.
A discussion I had with Patty is I've had some folks ask me some questions about what is the county doing with regard to mobile homes that are out in the or in the county, if you will, and is their existence consistent with our planning and zoning regulations? And so I was going to try and get some information of how many are out there. Some of them folks will move in while they're building a home or building a structure or improving a property. And, again, is their existence consistent with planning and zoning? So my question to Patty was, is there a way to query and find out how many are there? And then we could send those to planning and zoning. I know in Roden Bridge asked that they, Deborah and Galen, communicate to Nancy that this may be coming. What do they think about it? What are out there? Because apparently there's some that are out there that maybe shouldn't be, and I don't without having the regs in front of me, don't know for sure. So the idea was to get that information, get it to P&Z, and let them work through it and see if there's even an issue there at all.
And I do see more of them out there that are strictly storage that are pulled back in farmsteads.
So I think we just need to clarify those, and maybe if there's a way to tag those, or even if, you know, I was saying, even if there was a way we could give someone a form, so if someone said, hey, this doesn't look right, you can say, no, this is its purpose, and maybe put some of that down. So that's where that came from. So thank you. Yeah, they can, and we'll see what planning and zoning wants to do. So.
Okay, we might look and see if there's a model, if anyone out there is already doing a model on how they're handling this in some of the other counties. So maybe your state association would be some help on that, too, on how we might do that. That'd be good.
Okay.
All right. Any more questions for Lorraine? None? Last call.
Once, going twice.
Seeing none, we'll adjourn the Board of Equalization 8:34.